proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. In our series about the adages of Agur taken from Proverbs chapter 30, we see how Agur prefaced his next series of observations with a reference to the natural world, specifically one rather overlooked animal of the natural world. Quote, "The horse leech hath two daughters, crying, give, give," unquote. A horse leech is a worm that lives in marshes and pools. It attaches itself to the tongues and nostrils of animals such as horses, who drink from those bodies of water. The horse leech is a parasite, will feed upon the blood of its prey, meanwhile not contributing anything of value to its host's body. Agur employed this metaphor to describe the effect of those who seek to exploit others. The two daughters of the horse leech may refer to the cruelty and avarice which characterized the generation to which he referred in the previous verses of Proverbs 30. Such avaricious people never rest content with what they already possess. They always want to extract more and more from their victims. Agur then went on to list, quote, "three things that are never satisfied. Yea, four things say not it is enough," unquote. These things, found in the natural world, never seem to have their craving satisfied. First, Agur listed the grave, symbol of death. The grave continues to claim the bodies of man and beast alike. After Adam transgressed in the Garden of Eden, as recorded in Genesis chapter 3, God told him that, quote, "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou dost return unto the ground, for out of it thou wast taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return," unquote. As a consequence of that act of Adam's, according to the author of Hebrews chapter 6, as a consequence of that act, quote, "it is appointed unto men once to die," unquote. Only through the resurrection of Jesus Christ did death lose its sting, as far as the believer goes. Agur went on to remark that a married woman's barren womb could become a source of dissatisfaction to her. In the first chapter of the book of 1 Samuel, Hannah bemoaned her lack of children. Earlier than that, in Genesis 30, we read how Rachel saw her sister Leah give birth to Jacob's children, while Rachel herself remained barren. In her vexation, she cried out to her husband, quote, "Give me children, or else I die," unquote. The authors of the Bible extolled those families who had many children. For example, the author of Psalm 127 exclaimed that, quote, "Children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward," unquote. Agur went on to cite, quote, "the earth that is not filled with water," unquote, as a source of discontent. Parched earth will absorb nearly any source of water, yet still crave more. For the Christian, Jesus Christ serves as the source of living water. As he informed the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4, quote, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life," unquote. Agur finished by alluding to fire as his final example of a phenomenon that never stops craving sustenance. As any firefighter would attest, fire does not stop burning until it has consumed everything combustible in its path. Fire grows and fire spreads, unless it's fought. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.